Hello, welcome to the Pleiadian Mom Podcast. Today is November 11th, so it's 11-11, the date's 11-11, and there's a lot of talk about 11-11 today, its meaning, its importance, the messaging. I figured it would be a great idea to talk about it here because I get a lot of questions from people asking me what 11-11 means and how I can help them better understand why they keep seeing it in their lives. When they see it, what does it mean? Does it matter? There's a lot of information out there about 11-11. So I just decided we can cover it here, we can pick it apart, take a look at why this particular series of numbers is so famous. The logical place to begin would be to look at math, to look at the mathematical philosophy of even numerology has to say about 11-11. Well, you know, numerology in itself is simply the study of numbers. And numerology recognizes the potentialities and the spiritual command hidden inside the numbers. So we live in a mathematical world, and it places a specific attribute or meaning and quality to each number and even group of numbers. For instance, if it's a double digit or a triple digit, numerology will add those numbers together, and then the final single digit is the attribute or meaning involved with the series of numbers. But in numerology, 11 is considered a master number. It's also a prime number, meaning it can only be divided by itself, 11 and 1. But in numerology specifically, it's considered a master number. So it's left alone. It's not added together to make 2 very often. It's usually just left alone because it has such a powerful quality to it. It's given a lot of importance. It's endowed with this high spiritual potency. It gets a lot of recognition, and it's considered a spiritual messenger. We could go into numerology, but basically, it's a huge aspect to why 11-11 is considered to be so powerful and why it's considered to be so spiritual as well. Many people see 11-11 and feel something spiritual about it, but they're not sure what. Math is a good way to look at it if you want to just start from the basics, but then also if you even look at 11-11 mechanically, you can see why it's often considered to be a gateway to other realms, a gateway to your angels, a gateway to something else that's a little bit more spiritual or mysterious or etheric, or maybe a gateway to other worlds. Gateway is used often when you hear 11-11, and it's because of the association with all those spiritual qualities. But of all the numeric combinations, none other look like an actual gateway that's open, like something could flow through it. So that's often why it's also called a gateway. Then if you think of binary code, which is ones and zeros, which, you know, some consider that to be the makeup of the Matrix, if you've ever seen that movie, The Matrix, with the zeros and ones. And certainly that is how computers operate and communicate, how we communicate with them, and all of that, it's ones and zeros. It's called binary code. So when you have the combination of the four ones together, repeating like that, it is considered to translate as all systems go, which you could read in a lot of ways. You could take it personally, even as to mean, you know, you're on the right track or you're doing something right. Move forward with the path you're on. You really can translate it however you want. But, you know, I'm looking at different ways to examine this particular number. Sometimes also, 1111 is associated with human DNA. Well, representing the activation of the twin spiraling DNA said to occur in the awakened, evolved, highly conscious human. Some even believe reality is a consciousness program, like a hologram or simulation, illusion or a dream, similar to what the Matrix movie is all about. And it's created by digital codes, that numbers and numeric codes to define our experience and our existence even. So human DNA, our genetic memory, it triggers and it remembers by using these digital codes at specific times and frequencies as we have our experiences. So seeing 1111 can trigger our DNA to activate at a higher level. For instance, the first part of the 1111, the first 11, can be considered the double strands of our DNA, and the second 11 can be considered to be the 11 energetic bodies or auric fields that surround every DNA helix spiral within every cell of our body. Really, we could look at it on so many levels. So these codes awaken the mind to the change and evolution of consciousness. 1111 is one of these codes, like a light language for awakening. The brain is a computer in itself. It's an electrochemical computer that processes also through binary code, those zeros and ones, which create patterns of experience and realities. The illusion of physical reality is created by the patterns when we see the Fibonacci sequence in many things around us. It also triggers the same kind of thing. You know, that Fibonacci sequence is considered the golden spiral of consciousness, also consisting of zeros and ones. It aligns with the brain. The Fibonacci sequence really ignites us when we notice it, because it does trigger those areas of our brain and our DNA. You'll also hear 1111 being called an angel number. That when you see it, it's a message from your angels, or that they're nearby and to look for guidance or a message from them. Regardless if you consider it to be associated with your angels, the prevailing concept and understanding of seeing this number inspires a feeling of synchronicity. I know synchronicity isn't a feeling, it's more of an event, but it does also have a feeling associated with the synchronicity. Often the way that you know you're on the right track in life is that you're noticing synchronistic events that unfold in front of you. Like a little wink from the universe saying, good job, you're on the right track. You're making good decisions, or you're exactly where you're supposed to be. It's often these coincidences that give us little crumbs that we're going in the right direction. So what if you see 1111 on the clock? or if you see it often and you wonder why. Because of all the positive and spiritual associations with this number, it's believed as a standard these days that you're awakening to a higher, more evolved, more conscious version of yourself, that you're growing in spiritual ways and expanding your awareness. These repetitive sightings are a message to pay attention to this area of your life, to wake up. This mystical number is also said to represent the microcosm of the macrocosm, or the macrocosm of the microcosm, basically as above, so below, because it's a mirror image of itself as well. And because of that, it's said to connect the mortal and the immortal. In the tarot also, the 11th card is the Justice card, symbolizing balance and strength. We also have 11 major organ systems in our bodies. Overall, I mean, there's a lot of examples we can use here, but basically, when you see 1111, it's an invitation to awaken to your most activated version of you as a human. It's an opportunity, even, if only for the split second that you consider it or think about it, to download and activate your highest self in this moment and to bring it into your reality. It's your higher consciousness tapping you on the shoulder, inviting you to expand your existence into a higher reality. There's many, many other translations and opinions out there about why this is a special number, but ultimately what matters most is how it makes sense to you. Of all the meanings I mentioned, which one makes the most sense, or which one rings true in your heart the most? When you see 1111 somewhere, what's the first thought that pops into your head? Or what feeling do you get? If you consider it to be a message from your guides or your angels, what do you think they'd want to tell you? How would they nudge you to be a better human? Or to open up to your spirituality? When we remain open to these messages and take them seriously, the more we will see them and be able to rely on them to support and guide us in our lives. Much like our intuition, the more you trust it, the more you can trust it. But I'll save that one for another episode. Thank you so much for listening and for remaining open-minded. It's been my ultimate pleasure to deliver this to you and to remind you that there's really only one of us here. Until next time, thank you.